when you bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
Good morning!
What's up?
This is Active FM Live.
Right, and this is Nolzi Lee from Philosophically Poetic. I almost forgot again.
Your name doesn't rhyme with your show anymore.
No,
I just clicked.
It doesn't.
She used to be Nolzi Lee from Rhymes and Poetry, and I was like, that's so cool. Her name and her show rhymes. So then Ryan and I, so I'm Sash and Ryan, we do the movie show. So we decided to change our name so that we could fit.
Yes.
With the movie show. Except we didn't actually fit with the movie show.
It was Flesh and Lion.
Wow, we really suck at poetry.
That just shows how good their poetry is.
Right? We are not poets. We are movie watchers, movie makers, movie critics. Yes, we are.
Wait,
everything
why did
movies.
You think it rhymed? Flesh and
I have
Lion
no idea. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, what were we thinking? What happened? I actually don't know what happened. That's quite funny. But I'm Sash from the movie show.
Yeah.
Nosey. And today we have an interesting topic. We actually have like a few topics.
Yes.
So which one are we going to go with first?
The one that made you emotional.
Okay. I did not get emotional. So this was me. So for this week's movie show, I got Ryan to watch a chick flick. And we are reviewing a chick flick. Ryan was not pleased. I broke it to him on our last show. So I didn't even tell him before that. So yeah. On the show, like, bam, Ryan, we're doing a chick flick. So the movie I chose is a movie called Little Woman, but it's the 2019 make of it, because there are a couple of versions of Little Woman.
Yeah.
And the reason I wanted to watch it is not because it's a chick flick, because I'm not necessarily like the chick flick person.
Me.
I wanted to watch it because I was on Vanity Fair, which is it's a YouTube channel, and they have a playlist on that's called Notes on a Scene. So what they do is they get directors or actors to come in, and they'll then talk through a scene. And I happened to watch one with the director and three of the actors from Little Woman. And I was like, this looks good, actually. So then, yeah, got Ryan to watch it. So I watched it this morning. Because, you know, I like didn't want to leave it till last minute. And I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
But in Little Woman, so if you know Little Woman, because it was a book previously, the storyline is this. So there's a girl named Josephine. They call her Jo for short. Then she meets a guy called Laurie. And Laurie falls desperately in love with her. But she's kind of like one of those girls who isn't really interested in marriage. She's like kind of a tomboy in a way.
Yeah.
She's not about all the priests and, you know, all that type of stuff. He then asks her to marry him, and she says no, because she says it's not going to work. We're going to end up fighting. We're going to hate each other.
This sounds like a tragedy, not a
right
romance.
No, it sounds like a proper chick flick. That's what chick flicks are. So anyway, he then is heartbroken. She goes off to New York to pursue a writing career. He goes off to France and ends up... Now, before we get to that part... So she, Josephine, has three sisters. And the one sister is desperately in love with Laurie. So he never loved her. He loved Jo. But she loved him. And she ends up happening to go to France as well. She's a painter. So she's pursuing a career in painting. And meets him there. And basically he now, because Jo turned him down, is willing to give her a chance. But she's like, no, I don't want to be your second choice, because you first loved Jo, you didn't love me. Anyway, long story short, another guy asks her to marry him, and she turns him down and then ends up getting with Laurie. And they go back home, and now Jo is ready to, she's gone off, you know, and now she's willing to give it a chance.
Yeah.
And so she writes Laurie a note, and he's like, it's going to happen. And then he comes back married to her sister. And now Jo is like, okay, I'll just not be married then too. So the whole concept is this. Do you agree with someone being in love with you or being in love with your brother? Not brother, your sister. Yes, not true. They can't be in love with your brother, because So they're in love. Okay, let's say this. So someone's in love with you, right? And your sister is in love with him.
Yeah.
And you don't love him, and you turn him down, and eventually you find out that when you do love him, your sister and him are together. What? Yeah.
I think that was Joe's fault, though. Because now there can't be any codes that are put
but
in place, because she didn't like him.
Would you be happy to be someone's second choice?
No.
Because that's the thing.
But she said she wouldn't get with him because she didn't want to be second choice.
But
what changed
she
her mind?
She was in love with him. You know, people are stupid when they're in love. They'll do stupid. Like for me, thinking about, you live the rest of your life knowing this guy didn't love me first. This guy loved my sister.
And then when he gets that note, he loves her again.
No, he didn't get the note. She threw it away. So, you know, at least there was no drama there. But, like, I'd personally, like,
I'd say no.
Do you agree with dating siblings? As in, you go from one sister to the other, or you go from one brother to... have you ever dated brothers?
No. That's awkward. Because then, like, imagine you meet his parents, and then you meet his parents again. But not with the
Other side of the table this time.
Yeah. That's awkward.
Right? Like, shame. But I feel like it's happened. It's got to have happened in the world.
But then what do the parents say? Because me as a parent, I'd be like, but like, I've seen you before. And like, you...
Well, I suppose if you like the guy, you'll be happy because then at least he got with one of your daughters. But like, yeah.
I feel like he just settled because he couldn't get the one he wanted.
Exactly. So, and then...
for the sister, that's like heartbreaking because like he settled with you.
That's basically... Do you see my dilemma?
That's a tragedy. That's not a romantic movie. That's not how they usually go.
No, they are. I feel like chick flicks are like that.
I feel like if it was a chick flick, this is how it would go.
Okay.
So she would say no to him and then she'd go to New York and then he'd go to France. And then he'd realize that he needs to fight for her. And then she would realize that she likes him. And then she'd be on her way back and he'd be on his way there. And then, okay, there'd be bumps in the road, obviously. Like, I don't know, he'd miss his flights or something like that and something stupid. And then eventually they'd be together. That's a chick flick. I feel like that's just a tragedy what you've... Because now, like, it's finished now.
So
they're married.
I didn't get to watch the end of the movie. I was, like, right at the end. And then I had to stop because of work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's obviously a well-known story, Little Woman. I think she gets with another guy. I think. But I was heartbroken for her, man. And I liked her. You know, you're like, no, man. I wanted him to get with Joe. They were a cute couple.
See, that's what chick flicks are about. The two people that you like the most get together.
Yeah, but that's predictable.
It is. That's why I watch them, because I know how it's going to end.
Sure, yeah. So
that's just a tragic story.
So to find out more about what happened, and to find out Ryan's... I'm actually... You know what? I think Ryan's going to like it because the two of them didn't get together. Because Ryan's on that tip.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it when the two people... He doesn't like predictability. So in Spider-Man, yes, the original Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What happens is Spider-Man is in love with Mary Jane, MJ. And then he says to her, no, I can't be with you because it's dangerous. You know, I'm going to end up getting you killed. And then Ryan's like, yes, you're right. You're the hero. You can't be with her. You can't. And so they separated. But then at the end of the movie, what happened? They got back together. Ryan was so upset. He was so upset.
But that's Spider-Man.
No, he was so upset. Like, he likes the unpredictability. He likes the fact that...
So he wanted her to die.
He either wanted her to die or he wanted them not to be together. Because he says, if you're the hero, it's dangerous for you to be involved with someone because naturally they'll always go after her to get to you.
But
which
feel
is
like
true.
All the hero movies are like chick flicks, though.
Except for the new Spider-Man, not Marvel Spider-Man with Tom Holland. You know the previous Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield? They killed Gwen. She died. Finished.
Oh.
Mm. So this
that
is...
That one's not a romantic...
If you're a guy, tell us what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
Do you like it when the girl dies? Do you like it when they don't get together? Or are you sitting there crying, eating ice cream like... Which one?
Because it makes your heart sore. Because you're like, why? I don't know why we eat ice cream though. Because that's like...
Okay, you would eat ice cream. It's so cold now, you wouldn't eat ice cream. Yes.
Yes.
But talking about movies, so on our other show, what we spoke about was the survival of cinemas. Because let's be honest, in this time, most industries closed, especially the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, cinemas were like, they've been closed. In South Africa, they've been closed for 3 months. Like, closed.
That's bad.
Now, so they actually are reopening. In America, they're reopening. And now we've also, the government has said that the cinemas can reopen. But now this is the catch. So because of the whole pandemic, all movie release dates were moved out to either next year or the earliest they were moved to was August.
Ooh.
So now cinemas are going to reopen, but they have nothing new to show in them. Because it's June, it's not August.
Yeah.
So what some cinemas said they were going to do was they were going to reshow old classics like Jurassic Park, Pulp Fiction, so that people can go. Yeah. But I know I'm not going to go watch an old movie just to go to a cinema. Like, I can watch it at home.
Wait, do you pay the normal price?
Yeah, obviously, because they need to make money and everything. So, yeah. So, like, for me, I am concerned for cinemas because in August, I think they'll be fine. But what are they going to do for the next? Because they've already been out for 3 months. That's in South Africa. In other parts of the world, they've been out for longer because lockdown happened earlier. But now for the next 3 months, now plus June and July with no new films coming out, what are they going to do? Because that's another 2 months.
Couldn't they have found, like, an idea to do something during these 3 months? I feel like they should have been creative somehow. I don't know how, but, like, somehow.
Right? But yeah.
Because now, like, if I go to a cinema and it's June, July season, people have flu.
Exactly.
Someone coughs at the back and now you enclose the
And
space,
you know that
people are going to panic.
So obviously they've put health restrictions and all of that in. But so this, I'm not sure about South Africa, but I know in America what they say is you have to, when you go to the cinema, you have to have your mask on.
Yeah.
But as soon as you enter the actual cinema, so in other words, you know when you're like buying popcorn, buying your tickets, there you have to have your mask. But when you're in the actual theater, the movie theater, you don't have to have your mask on. Yeah. Obviously they separate you, so every second row, the seats will be
empty.
Yeah, and then they'll separate you. Unless you're a family, then I think you can say, no, we want to sit together because, you know, we're a family or we're together. So then they will make exceptions, but not for large groups.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, what's the point of wearing the mask if when you're in the theater, you're not... Like, and I'm not for the mask. Yeah. I personally don't like masks.
Me
so
too.
For me, I'm like, yeah. But do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, for me, I'm like, okay. That's
but people would faint because I wear a mask for like 10 minutes and people I'm already have, feeling
people
like
have
dizzy
fainted,
and
exactly.
Stuff. So imagine a whole 2 hour movie and you're like
and now you're like and
you're not
even
focusing
on
the movie anymore. You're watching a comedy and there's just tears. They're like, what's going on?
You can't breathe, man. I can't freaking breathe. But now this is the other problem, is it's not just about people going to cinemas. It's about movie production companies or distribution companies not wanting to release it in cinemas because it's actually cheaper for them to release it online.
Yeah.
Because they don't... So think about it. When a movie gets released, right, there's a whole lot of advertising that goes into it. In fact, normally... So when we did our show, they actually gave this example that you get... Let's say, for instance, Avengers Infinity War, right?
Yeah.
The budget, let's just say, was $250 million. Budgets. $250 million. Of that $250 million, $150 million is used on advertising alone.
What?
Which you don't think of. You think that $250 million is all production costs, actors, director, whatever. CG, no. $150 million is used just on advertising alone, which means that the other 100 was used for the production costs.
Yeah.
Plus, on top of that, when they send out the movie, they get the money back in drips and drabs.
Yeah.
So they don't get it back immediately. Plus, if the movie's not a success, then they don't get the money back.
Yeah.
So now, and on top of it, that production company still has to pay the other expenses. So it's not even like they're getting in that money, all of it. They're now getting in a small portion of it. Whereas if, for example, you take someone like Disney, because they own Marvel, if they released it on Disney Plus, they will market, but because it's in-house, it's much cheaper.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, all of the profit that they get from it, it's theirs. Plus on top of that, Disney Plus is subscription-based, so every single month they are getting in a set fee of subscription-based money that is carrying them through.
Yeah.
So now for them, they first of all, it's cheaper, plus they make more money out of releasing it online. So now where does that leave a cinema?
I think the cinemas need to do something creative. Wait, when they film the movies, is there something special they do to film a 3D movie and a 2D movie?
Yeah, it depends on the cameras and stuff like that.
Okay, I was going to say release 2D movies in 3D or like do something like the 4D
but now
cinemas,
that's
but like
problem.
Cheaper.
That's the problem, is when you go to, for example, like an IMAX cinema, which is amazing, the experience, the sound, the look, it's amazing. But the tickets are freaking expensive.
Discount them. We're gonna go. I'd go if it.
Okay. To rewatch. No, Lynn, you barely watch any movies. Now you're gonna go rewatch.
I feel
the
like
movie
if I like a movie, I watch it like more than once though. So like I've had movies that I've watched.
Okay,
like,
but now choose this, right? So it's cold, right? You're at home. you've got a beautiful smart TV that even has surround sound.
Yeah.
Right? And you've got the movie on online. You can watch it online. Plus, you can order a pizza, which is way cheaper than the snacks that you get at a cinema. Because let's be honest, they just are really expensive. Are you going to go to the cinema to watch it, or are you going to watch it at home?
I'm staying at home. Sorry. She just killed your business. I was coming. Until...
But that's the thing. There's three things here that are like not looking good for cinemas, because there are like three reasons why you won't go to the cinema, or why the cinema won't get a movie.
They should act it out on stage like a theater.
You only go to the cinema to watch a new movie.
Yeah.
You don't go there to watch old movies. You go there because the movie's nowhere else and you really want to watch it. And I'm all for cinemas. I love going to the cinema. It's one of my favorite things to do. Like, I often, if I had to choose between going to a restaurant and going to a cinema, like, I'd be like, cinema. Both, but cinema, do you understand? So now, what is going to happen to the beloved cinemas?
I think they should turn them into something else. I don't think anyone is going to go anymore. I mean, like, Story Kenny Cole can like make something else, like a theme park or something. I don't know.
I think they need to build up something. But a theme park is the same thing now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not really, because you can't really get an online theme park.
Or they could get the actors to be at the cinema and then sign.
Yeah, that would be an idea. But they can't do it everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And also that's expensive. Now you must fly out someone from America or wherever they are in the world. You must fly them out, pay for their accommodation. They're not going to be staying in some cheap bed and breakfast.
So the money they make will be cancelled out.
This is deep. What is going to happen to cinemas?
I think they should just turn them into a church.
That's one of the things they could do. But yeah, now the church is being attacked. So now... And there actually are quite a few churches that do meet in cinemas.
Yeah.
Like, it actually is a thing. And then they'd obviously hire out the cinema for a certain amount of hours, et cetera, et cetera. But now if the...
Or they do that. They just hire it out so it becomes a venue.
But the problem is where we are currently in the world, crowds.
Hire it out to one rich person. Ah!
Yeah, so that is what is currently going down in the movie world at the moment. Yeah.
That is hectic.
Right?
Not like I enjoyed going to cinemas, because like I'd rather watch it at home anyway in the first place. But for the people that work there and all of that stuff, that is very hectic.
So tell us, would you go watch Jurassic Park again just to go to a cinema?
I've never watched it, so I'd go.
Okay. What? You've never watched Jurassic Park?
I've watched like, as in the old one, the first one.
Yeah, like any of them.
Okay, I've watched one, like the first one, but I don't remember what happened because I wasn't watching attentively and I probably fell asleep.
What do you remember happened?
There were dinosaurs.
And?
And they went wrong.
And they went wrong. That's deep.
Oh no, I remember. Okay, I actually did watch a Jurassic Park where that guy and that girl, and they were driving and the dinosaurs were chasing them. No, it was the one with the blue dinosaur thing. I think it was called something like that. And then there were like four of them. But like he liked the one and then it saved them at the end from okay, that big dinosaur.
That is Jurassic World.
Okay, then.
No, as in like, so it came, Jurassic Park was first.
Yeah.
And then they remade, not remade, it was a continuation, Jurassic World.
Okay, that's the only one I watched.
Okay, wow. Wow.
I don't think I finished it though, because I can't remember that.
Okay, let's move off from movies now, because I feel like you're breaking my heart with every single sentence that you're saying. So, tell us, Darlene, what would you like to talk about?
So, on Philosophically Poetic, we've been speaking about all the stuff to do with atheists and all of that and their beliefs. And one of the reasons that they came up with... The reasons I came up with is this whole evolution theory and the fact that our DNA is close to the DNA of monkeys, so we evolved from monkeys and all of this stuff, and there's not enough proof for God and all of that. So when you look at the DNA of a banana, it's actually closer to our DNA than the DNA of a monkey. So I did a show called We Evolved from a Banana, because then does that mean that the monkey turned into the banana, which turned into humans?
Which means we're all cannibals, because we're just eating one another.
We do eat bananas.
And monkeys eat bananas.
Can monkeys eat bananas? I think wow. So. Because, yeah, that so was wait, one of the things.
I am not in philosophy. I'm not there. I'm on the other spectrum, as you can see. But, like, so am I correct in saying that our DNA is closer... Okay, wait, which is closer? Are we closer to a banana or are we closer to a monkey?
A banana.
We're closer to a banana than a monkey.
Yes. I don't know what those things are made of. I don't know what we're eating. We're eating ourselves.
No, I'm just... How did they get to we come from monkeys if we're closer to a banana? Like, even a stupid person knows that.
That was one of their theories. They came up with the theory that because our DNA is closely linked to the monkeys, then we evolved.
So what else is our DNA closely linked to?
Exactly. And then they found out we're closer to a banana. And then that was like, okay, your theory is gone now. So but then what else do you have?
They just like, no, it's not.
They find bones.
Of what? The bananas?
No. They find bones of, like, in between species, between us and the monkey. They found bones from years ago. And they're like, see, when you put it together, the head is like that. So they're not us, but they are us. But they were slanting. So they're not really us, but they...
But if you can... Like, let's give this example. Let's say, for instance, I gave... Like, there's five people here, right?
Yeah.
And I gave every single person, for example, toilet rolls. Let's just make a stupid example. And said, build something. Every single person, and obviously not looking at one another, so no copying.
Yeah.
But every single person would build something different.
Yeah.
It's not like we're all different. We're creative and we're all different.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would build something different to you. You'd build... So now, how can we say that, no, these toilet rolls originated from there because look, when we put them together... Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, how can you just come and take a whole bunch of bones, put them together and say, this is what it looked like?
Yeah.
Because now you have some other person come and put the bones together and that's what it looks like.
Yeah. So they took these bones and they basically just thought. So they were like, because... they're close together here. This is what happened with that one, and that's what happened with this one, and this one is this part, and that one is... And then they made something that looks funny. And then they said it's from 400 years ago, which I don't know how they... Because they weren't there, so they don't actually know when that thing died, or if many things died there, and they're actually taking bones of another animal mixed with a human bone, mixed with the whatever, and then they're making their own things.
This is interesting. And these people are like doctors and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
And they say there's more proof to believe that. I was like, But they don't think about it that far. They just think about...
Are these atheists?
Yeah.
But now this is the question. See, there's more... there's more proof to believe.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So they believe... They've made a point to believe. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, what? As Christians, we believe.
We believe as well.
So now it's not evidence versus belief. It's belief versus belief.
Basically. And one of the theories, which was the craziest one I read actually when I was doing the show, was the fact that God is love means that he can't exist. Because if God is a loving God, then he knows that we need love and not everyone knows about him. And if he really loved us, he'd make sure that everyone knew about him. And for that reason, then he can't be loved, because a loving God would know that we need love and many people don't have love. So whatever. I was like, that's why we're here to evangelize and tell them. But yeah, there's a lot of crazy theories like that where they make up things not to believe in God and to believe in nothing, or to believe in aliens, or to believe in whatever, the universe, the cosmos.
And this is like fact
that is taught in school.
But then I feel like school's a religion.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, you can come to church to get taught something.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, okay.
That is a good point.
See, this is why I make movies. This is why you make movies. Because you don't get people saying things like this. Ah, no, man. Ha, you... Okay.
And it's endless hours of debates that you watch, and they're going back and forth. But usually, the Christians usually win because they usually end it off and then the person is left thinking. Unless they're stubborn and they just don't want to let it go.
But this is my thing. If a person is trying to argue normally, like in normal arguments, no one wants to lose.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you're in an argument, even if you like, you feel like the person's right, you don't want to lose. So you'll start saying things, even if it's like lies or wrong or whatever, just so that you're not losing. Do you understand? Because, okay. For me, I know me and Nadine are very competitive. Like, if we play something against each other, oh my goodness, it's horrible.
We end up hating each other. Stop it!
Exactly. Now, if you're in an argument, do you understand? Like, that's like.
And that's just a stupid game of like 30 seconds or something.
Exactly. Woof, 30 seconds. Don't play that game. Don't do it, guys. Don't. Make sure you're playing against someone who's not competitive.
Yes, that just accepts. I don't think there's anyone like that, though. It's just like, oh, I lost, okay, fine.
No, I think there are. It's just not us.
Okay.
We're definitely not. Like, you're upset. You're genuinely upset with the person.
Like, no, there was one last grain left. It didn't fall. That's literally...
shame.
Yeah, but they literally argue for hours on this, and I'm like, okay. But yeah, usually...
So what's with the whole... poetry. Where does the poetry come into philosophy? Like, how? What made you? Do you understand what I'm saying? What made you combine those two topics, subjects?
So the reason I did that was because when you look at philosophy, many of the people that did philosophy in the past, so many of the Platos and the Aristotles and all of them, their writing is poetic. So I haven't gotten to them yet because I'm still fighting the fight of atheists. But once I get there, it's going to start making sense as to why I actually combine the two. Because many of their writings, they write in such a way where you don't understand, but you understand. But it's sort of like, but like, what are you saying? But like, yeah. So that's why I chose to combine the two. So eventually when I speak about it, then I'm going to start speaking about the relations and how poetry played into all of the stuff that they spoke about.
That is deep. That is...
So there's poetry in philosophy.
That is... I'm not a poet and I don't like poetry. I never have.
I feel like you should drop us a quick poem.
No.
Yes, to close off.
I would then say, I think you should drop us a quick film that you made in 2 seconds.
Okay. I'll act it out.
No, I can't
rhyme. I'll release it in cinemas, but they close, so I can't release it. But you can say a poem now.
No, sorry. The poetry industry is closed at the moment too, due to the masks that are stopping people from, you see, you can't even hear what I'm saying anymore, like, yeah. So this is Active FM, and this is just two shows from Active FM, so, you know, and they're so different, but, you know, we are catering for all people, and there are a ton more other shows on Active FM.
Yeah.
There's fashion shows, there's sports shows, which I don't really know much about. There's
food for thought shows.
There's political shows.
There's
astronomical
love shows.
Astronomical shows. There's astronomical shows. There are funny shows. There are music shows.
Yes.
There are shows where they don't even know what the topic is.
Literally.
They're just like, okay, yeah.
What, but like, what is the topic of this show?
I don't know.
I also don't. I guess it, but like...
Every time you're just like, oh! Yeah, so there are tons of other shows. And if you're wondering where you can find all these different shows, because it can be quite overwhelming, actually, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. It is our website. And on the website, literally, there is all the shows that Active FM has, plus the timetable or the schedule when they get released, plus the latest shows. So if you don't know what to listen to and you're kind of just feeling overwhelmed and like, you could just click on the latest show, listen to it. If you don't like it, go back, go forward. Yeah. So it's really cool.
And you can find us on Instagram at ActiveFM777 or on Facebook /ActiveFM. But you're already here, so just like the page and then you'll get all the
notifications.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Plus, we are on YouTube. We are on YouTube.
We have conquered all the platforms. Active FM, the conquering station.
So go subscribe to Active FM. Go listen to the shows there. I feel like we're forgetting something. Are we forgetting something?
No.
Active FM is just like
it's everywhere. Wherever you, just on the internet, we there. We every single whatever mm-hmm. you want to find us, you find us everywhere.
So go check out all the shows. Yeah. And this has been fun.
Yeah. And this is Nalty D from Philosophically Poetic.
And I'm Sash from The Movie Show. And we are signing out. Peace.
All things work together for my good.